you said something that sounded suspiciously like have principles and live by them.
Hmm, that sounds suspicious to me. Which part sounded like that? Do you remember what triggered that feeling that that's what was being said? What were the words? Do you remember?
No, I don't. But
or
it was
the
something.
Idea?
My response to what the words were was how to remember. You say the things that go away, build them into yourself. And what I built into myself was don't be cruel.
Mm-hmm. You can't build it into yourself. That's the whole point. So maybe that will clarify it for you. If your mind hears it as there's something for you to take up, then just flip it around, flip it inside out. There's something for you to be taken up by. So it isn't a principle, because a principle doesn't cover the living reality. A principle is just an idea. And it'll apply in some situations and not in others. What we're talking about, if you're talking about the truth, if you're talking about what's alive, if you're talking about what's real, if you're talking about spiritual reality, which is reality, then you're not talking about anything that can be captured in a principle. Because a principle is a dead thing. A principle is an idea that applied in some moment about something. It's a little window on something for a moment that your mind came up with. And that's about as good as it's going to do. What works better, what's more real, what's far bigger, is giving yourself to it instead of trying to get it for yourself, which is making it into a principle. Does that help clarify it or not really?
I'm not sure.
Okay. Well, chew on that and see if the idea clarifies that it's not about doing something, getting something, holding on to something. It's about giving more of your whole self to something. And when you give yourself to a principle, eventually it won't be enough. Eventually that principle will have to be changed or expanded, or some kind of corollary will have to be figured out, because a principle is just too small. What we're talking about can't be contained in a principle or one idea or even an entire philosophy. Because a philosophy, a codification, a trying to summarize, can never capture what's real, because what's real can't be put in a bottle or in a sentence or in 1,000 books. What's alive in you can't be put into a principle. It can only be lived. So I understand, because I know you a little bit now, I understand why your mind comes at it that way. It makes a lot of sense. And for you individually, personally, it may be a brain painful process to try to turn it inside out. But my statement to you is that'll be some worthwhile brain pain. It might seem excruciating to try to make sense out of it, but that will be a worthwhile and good excruciation to go through. You may have to wrestle with this idea, in other words.